This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations support mission in Libya is warning of an outbreak of diseases in the country's northeast, where floods have killed over 11,000 people, and it could create a second devastating crisis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In a statement, the mission says it's particularly concerned about water contamination and the lack of sanitation after two dams collapsed during Mediterranean Storm Daniel. The mission says there are 9 UN agencies in the country responding to the disaster and working on preventing diseases from taking hold that can cause a second crisis. It added the World Health Organization has sent 28 tons of medical supplies to the devastated country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday he spoke to 5 U.S. citizens freed from Iran after they landed in Qatar. President Joe Biden approved the swap despite Republican criticism. As part of that deal, South Korea shifted $6 billion in foreign Iranian funds to an account in Doha. U.S. officials claim the funds are restricted to humanitarian use. As the United Nations General Assembly gets underway, Pope Francis virtually joined in an event hosted by the former U.S. President Bill Clinton. He spoke through an interpreter about the need to address climate change and crises stemming from migration.
We all know it. We are living through a changing epoch. Only together can we emerge from it better. Together. Only together can we heal the world.
Also during Pope Francis' meeting, he welcomed Russia's new ambassador to the Vatican, and the envoy said the pontiff told him he was determined to forge ahead. This is VOA News. There were more protests in the coup hit Niger over the weekend this time. A French military base after the French president, Macron, said the ambassador they'd been calling to leave was being held hostage. We get details from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
Protesters gathered outside the base to demand its troops, as well as the French ambassador, to leave the country. Hundreds are camped there, vowing to occupy the base's front entrance until their demands are met. Relations between Niger and its former colonizer France have worsened since Paris declared the junta illegitimate, stoking anti-French sentiment. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday that France's ambassador in Niger is being held hostage at the French embassy by the military junta.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Demonstrators who have been protesting in Israel for 37 consecutive weeks vowed to follow Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu everywhere he goes while he's in the United States. This is after he arrived Monday ahead of a meeting with President Joe Biden. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Prime Minister's office noted the anti-overhaul protesters would be demonstrating at the same time as pro-PLO activists who want President Biden to pressure Netanyahu to stop expanding settlements in the West Bank and take moves toward establishing a Palestinian state. As he left for the U.S., Netanyahu said he would meet many world leaders, but first and foremost, President Biden, on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A United Nations human rights expert on Monday called on the Dominican Republic and Haiti to resume talks to reach a quick, peaceful end to a total border shutdown Dominican authorities launched on Friday over construction of a canal. UN expert for Haiti, William O'Neill, said the closure would hurt jobs and businesses that depend on cross-border trade and have dire results in access to essential goods in Haiti, which is already facing a humanitarian crisis. The Indian government on Monday cleared a bill that guarantees a reservation of 33 seats for women in India's lower house of parliament and state legislative assemblies. That's according to 4 local TV news channels. The Women's Reservation Bill was approved by the Cabinet in New Delhi and will be presented during the current special session of Parliament, cited by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's office and government. That's according to India Today and NDTV news channels. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.